The pircha is shum deikol amifrach mala odem shkem etamim mechayim. It's a pircha. It's not exactly the same thing, but you want to learn that just like an odem, if it's maple tumas odem, this tumas leida. So if maple tumas dogim or behema, either one you want to go, there should also be tumas leida. Mala odem shkem etamim mechayim. Odem is the biggest tumah you can have. Then an odem can come to mechayim. Nothing else can. So that would break the limud. Therefore, we can't go with the muftim mitzad echot dogim, and we remain with the muftim shnei tzadim, and that's Reb Meir behem mechayev oif. V'chein omer Reb Chiya Barabba omer Reb Yochanan haynu tamid Reb Meir hova nevar bo yitzir kodem. We said there's going to be really four systems in Reb Meir. This is the first system that it's a limud yitzir. Frag the Gemara. So now we're saying that basically we're learning up anything that it says. Basically, anything that it says yitzira, you can learn up from Adam if it's mufna, because Adam is mufna. So you can find something else that's mufna. You can learn it up. So, frag the Gemara, Amalei Rabami, Elamei Ato, Hamapelas Dumus Har, she's mapel something that looks like a mountain, Imo Tmei Oleda, Shenema Kihine Yitzir Horim, Ubori Ruach. So there's yitzira on Horim. So make yitzira, and we'll sing most soon, see it's mufna over there. Amalei Har Mikom Apelas, nobody's mapel a Har. Even he did call a palace. I mean, it's like my mountain. So we mumble something. Something looks like a stone. It looks like a stone. Okay, that's not called a har. It's called gush, a piece. It's not called a har. Frank the Gemara lemeato hamapelas ruach temo imot meyoleda hove nemra bo bria kodem. Yeah, go that way. I mean, bria also will work. It's here, and like we said before, it's here will be the goofy. Make bria now. It's mufne. Where's the mufne? The chesed bubroi ruach v'chi temo lo mufne. Maybe it's not mufne. Again, we need mufne shnei tzadim because here we have a pirkel. Midahavle lemichtav yoitzer horim viruach uksiv uboyre ruach. So they're both mufne because you have extra word over it. It says yoitzer horim uboyre ruach. It could have just said yoitzer horim viruach or boyre horim viruach. One word is extra over there. Something's mufne. Shema milo laf nuye. So therefore, we're having a shaila now. So just like you learned up behemis chayis and oifis from Adam yitzira yitzira. You can learn up ruach from Adam bria bria, the same cheshbon. You have the pircha good, but now it's mufne mishnei tzadim. Adam is mufne like we said yesterday, and ruach is mufne because it could have said yetzahorim v'ruach. So it's mufne mishnei tzadim. So let's learn up now ruach. Let's learn up ruach from Adam. There should be two months later behapolas ruach. That's the classic case. The Mishnah says there's nothing. Mapolas ruach is gonish. And for the Gemara, omale don in divrei toyer mi divrei toyer. They don't have the retirement, they make Kabbalah. Okay. That's system number one in Reb Meir. Again, Reb Meir holds that a mapil beima chayiva oiv is tomi tumas later. A mapil dogim shorts of chagom is not. What's the difference? We have the psukim. Now the Gemara shifts to different systems. Don't do psukim, it's svaris. Rabba babachon om Reb Yechanan hainu time of the Reb Meir. It's nothing to do with psukim. It has to do somehow that these things are similar to Adam. The Boshet Dumya do Adam. Tai time the may hold the Einehem Doimois Kishel Adam. By Behemoth, Chayis, and Oifis, the eyes are round, just like the eyes of an Adam. Mashainke fish, the eyes, look about the pupil of the eye is round. Mashainke fish, they're not round. So not Svara, not do Psukim anymore, it's a Svara. Therefore, it's similar. That tzur is similar to the tzur of an odom. Frag the Gemara elameyato hamapelas dmus nochosh tei imot meyolida. Gemara holds that a nochosh also has round eyes. Mela Reb Meir should have been metame. He's metame behem chay ve'oif. He should metame nochosh too. Hoil v'galgal eino agulu kishal odom. V'chi tei mahoch enami. He'll tell me taki he is listening nochosh. Let it say nochosh. Says the Gemara, he is metame ben nochosh. Why didn't it say nochosh in the Mishnah? Because if it said nochosh, iton a nochosh, have I mean a ben nochosh who the pligi rabbanon alei would have made a mistake. If he said metame ben nochosh, I would think that chachamu who are metara and nochosh, but they agree in behemus chayis voivus because they learn yitzira. The Reb Meir, the lo ksiv be yitzira, but behemus chayis lo pligi the ksiv be yitzira. So then, but ain't nochosh. I'm not the Gemara. In this system, he's metame behemus chayis voiv and nochosh. So he says, Rosh, yes, there's good shaila here. What was the kasha? Let it say nochosh. What does it say in the Mishnah? Behem achayv oiv. Nochosh is beklal achayis. Ba nochosh oya orum, mikol achayis asoda. Is nochosh including achayis? What's the bekash? No kasha. So he says, and the Rosh, nochosh is only including the achayis before he got his legs chopped off. Once we cut him down a size, he's no more a chayin. That's not the end of Rosh Seder. It's a simple thing, it's an edge, but that's how they go. Okay. Now, what are we saying now? There's new svara meyer that behemoth chayis and oifers, they have a dimion to Adam in what? That the eyes are round like an Adam's. Mashenki fish, I think they're more. Right. So come on, it's not true. By the mumin of a behemoth, prayer shleit amum es shegalgal eino oguk shel adam. If an animal, a behemoth, has a round eye like an adam, it's a mum. So you see that the eye of an animal is not round normally. You're telling me a behemoth is dumi adam because it has einayim agulim like an adam, but that's a mum in bechayrus. A mum in a behemoth for karbonis is if he has a round eye like an adam. Apparently, the normal eyes of an animal is not round. So the lokasha ha beuchma ha betziv. We're talking about two different things. We're talking here beuchma, the black of the eye, the pupil of the eye of behemoth is round like an adam. The socket of the eye is not. I don't know exactly what. I don't know if a socket of the eye of a person is round exactly either. But anyway, it seems probably more like an egg shaped by an animal. So the mission in Pchairis means if the socket of the eye of a behemoth is round like a person's, that's a mum. But we are talking about the black of the eye. Okay. So that's system number two in Remeim. Don't think of psukim. It's a dimyan to Adam. Why with the eye? Chesish, the eye is the hikar tzur. I don't know exactly. But the eyes are round. The pupil of the eyes are round like Adam. That's behemah chayiv oif and nochosh. Okay? Here comes the third system. Rebbeinu Yomahainu time de mehove eneim hol chois lifneim kshol Adam. The eyes face forward. As opposed to fish, the eyes are off to the side. The eyes of a bird are also off to the side. He includes Eifis in the Mishnah. Now you're telling me a new system. The eyes have to go straight. So that's good for behemoth v'chayis. That should not include Eifis. Hitake didn't mean all Eifis. When he said Eifis, he meant only two specific Eifis whose eyes look forward. Kiyev kifufa is the kaisan yanchu for the chumash. It sounds like an owl. Rashi says oif hatsoyik balaylo upon of doim lechosel vein of lefonov. So some translators types of owls. Okay, whatever it is. Reb Meir, when I switch, it's a major change in Reb Meir. Reb Meir, when he said behem chayiv oif, he didn't mean all oifus. He only meant these two oifus. Okay. Ubeshar oifus loy. So, but you're telling me that Reb Meir holds in standard oifus, it's not tomei, correct? Meisve. Reb Chanino ben Gamliel should be Oimel. Let's see what he says. Near in divrei Reb Meir bebehem of achaya. He's maskim to Reb Meir in behem of achaya that it's tomei. V'divrei chachomim beoifos. He splits. He seems to split the thing. He takes him on in behem of achaya, and he takes him on in oifos. Now, he's obviously not going with the psukim. The psukim would have given him behem achaya veoifos. He's going with this split of some sort of eyes. My oifus, which oifus is he rejecting? Right? He's saying oifus atohar. Ilayma bikiri vikifufa. So maishon behemah v'chayi they name hochos lefneim kishalodim kari vikifufa nami. If he's taking on remeir and behemah v'chayi, that means he's taking on the system of the eye straight ahead. So that means he should agree also in kifufa and kiri. So when he said he likes the chachomim in oifus, he meant an other oifus. Elapshit the b'shar oifus. So what did he say? I like what Reb Meir said in Behemah V'chaya and Kariyah V'kifufu. I like what the Chachomim said in Oifus. But that means Reb Meir in Oifus holds its thumbing. Because he's saying, I like what the Chachomim said. So you see, Reb Meir himself said it in all Oifus. Michal the Reb Meir, Paulig, B'shar Oifus. So we have to change the Brayis HaBissel. Reb Chanina ben Gamliel Oimer, near in Divrei Reb Meir, the Behemah V'chaya, V'adin L'Kariyah V'kifufu. Sometimes the Gemara says that Nirin doesn't mean I like what he said opposed to what he said. I mean Nirin what he said to him, meaning because he agrees with him. And that's what Reb Meir said. Reb Meir said it in Behemah Chaya and Kaya v'kifufa, and in Shar Oifus he's masking with Rabban and Tor. Okay. Ela Bekiriya Shafra Meyalo Nechlak Imoim Ela Bekiriya v'kifufa. Ela Shar Oifus Modulu. So that's a third system in Reb Meir. It's totally the eyes looking straight, and that limits him a lot. It's behemoth chayis, only two birds. That limits him a lot. The second shot we had before was round eyes. That includes more. That's behemoth chayis, oifus plus nochosh. Now it's behemoth chayis and only two oifus. V'hotanya, we have a brisa. I'm a Reb Elazar, Reb Tzadik. Hamapelas min behema v'chayo ledivir emei vlad, and it's tome. Uledivir chachomim einoi vlad. Okay. That's chay behemas chayes. What's with oifus? Ube oifus tibodik. You have to check. What does that mean? Leman tibodik. Lav ledivir remeya. That's what we're bringing right to what we just said. Oifis, you have to check them out, meaning it depends. Certain oifis here, certain oifis not. Pashis means the Reb Meir, because according to the Meir, only kiva kifufa is tome, not a oifis. That's right to what this third system says. No, you could learn it the other way. It could be no Remeya holds, like we said before, all oifis. But the Rabbonon Amri kiva kifufa ain't shar oifis lo. So now you have a noob. Now you have a noob shot that even the Rabbonon who say chayis and behemis and oifis not, but kiryu kufufa yeah, that's got to be a noob shot. They can't be going with eyes looking ahead, because then they would have included chayis and behemis also. They've got a new thing. Only kiryu kufufa. Umayish no kiryu kufufa behemis v'chaya. Why are they singled out as opposed to anything else? Hoviyeshon listois ke'odom. How do they touch Listus? Cheeks. Their face looks like a person. Listus. L'chaim skufim. They have cheeks. They have cheeks like a person. So that's a noob shot. That the chachomim, even though they don't include anything, these two birds, they include because they really look like a person. Okay, so we remain with three pshatim in Remei and a possible noob shot in the Rabbonon. Boy, minei Reb Yirmiyah Reb Zeira. If you notice, there were four Zemengan Shas that Reb Yirmiyah came up with the strangest Shilas. All the strange Shas Reb Yirmiyah have an element C is the bird 1 foot in and 1 foot out. And Boba Basa, until one point, Reb Zeira threw him out of the Besmedish. So it was just interesting the Shilas. He's got a doozy also. Boy, me ne Reb Yirmiyah Reb Zeira, li Reb Meir, the Oma Behema Bimeisha Vlad Ma'al Yehu. Basically, you're telling me now that according to Reb Meir, if Aisha is Mapul, she has a vlad that looks like an animal, it is a vlad mal, it's called a vlad. So according to him, kibul bo'aviyah kedushin mal. What if the father was mekabel kedushin? But it's uba. You haven't kedushin over there. Mekabel kedushin for an uba. It'll be that way. Whatever it is, mekabel for this uba. So in the Rabbon is not talking about, it's not an uba, it's a golnish. But according to Reb Meir, thank you. According to Reb Meir, that it's an uber malakab kedush. Frank the Gemara, lemaynaf kemina, mau lemaynaf kemina. What difference does it make? As Tosis points out, when yes, when you can be b'chayiv from shemeshes ish, that we understood this thing is not living for 3 years. So she goes about to be, and that's not happening here. I mean, that mistake we didn't make. Itzuri b'achoyso yosir and a sister. In other words, the kedusha. If the kedusha not taifes, so you're not going to marry her. First of all, she doesn't exist, and that going to last very long. But if she is, if the kedusha not taifes, so for the short time that she's alive, you couldn't marry her sister or her mother, for that matter. Lememra, and still, what are you asking me? Lememra the chayi. You assuming that things can live? If you're assuming there's physical kedusha here, obviously you understand some sort of a live thing on it could be born and live. Because if it's a nafel, the Rishonim is a very important gemara. The Ramban, they say, if it's a nafel, there's no physical kedusha in the nafel. So gonish for gonish. Apparently you're understanding this thing can live. That they can have a shaila like that. Yet physical kedusha, it's physical kedusha. V'homa Reb Yehuda Marav, loy omra Reb Meir, this all Reb Meir, that's matami and these odd type things, elahoel ubeminoi miskaye. It's only such a thing that its min could live. Meaning, what is he saying? Let's stop for a second. Then back to Emei. What's Emei's din? Aisha's mapel, a behema. Shtetjus Emei, a leidah. Reb Yudah says, that's only because it's bemino miskayim. Now we have to be very careful. We show you, everybody points out, but it's not because it's because it's apostle, it's because of all these. It's not because it's mino miskayim. It's not because, besides all our other things, you need mino miskayim also. Because, what is he telling me? Yitzira tells me, according to Meir, that if she has a vlad that looks like a cow, it's the same as she has a vlad, a regular baby. But by a regular baby, it has to be able to live. A regular vlad has to be able to live to be a tamaleda.
Living a minute or
just 1 second. Hold on 1 second. No, I'm talking living at all. Now, just one. Hold on 1 second. What? Yeah, less than 30 days. Hold on 1 second. Now, so the way he explains. In a standard vlad, you have to have, it has to be able to be a mina miskayim. So this is no better. But like, what did he say though? So how did he put it? So he said, one second, he said, the, how could Reb Meir have been metame in a mapul, let's say a behemoth? Zokte, it's not going to live. Oh, but me no miskayim. Let's say the woman has a baby. She has this thing that looks like a cow, right? Zokte, it can't live. Teretz is because a cow, the min cow, could live. It's something that could live. Something called a vlad. But he doesn't say because this thing could live. You, if the thing itself could live, you wouldn't have to say, oh, me no miskayim. You see, fakert, that it can't live. Right, she says. Says, that's what I said. The Gemara understood it couldn't live for 3 years, it couldn't live for 30 days. You might say it doesn't live at all. There's nothing to talk about. That's such a child. If it doesn't live at all, it's a naive. What's about the Tviskidushin over here? Omer Avacha Bar Yankiv, Ad Kan, Heviu, Reb Yirmiel, Reb Zeila, Dechichuch. He was trying to make him laugh. Velo Yigoch, he didn't laugh. So Rashi says, because us Lodom. Yishimali Piv Schoik. So that says what is going on. If he wasn't trying to make him laugh. If Maritzchai brings a Gemara and Brochus that he made him laugh. He was Be'etzev. He claims a lot of Damoroim were Be'etzev. They were sad and thus. He was always trying to cheer them up. That's what was going on over here. And that, he claims that's why he have it all over Shas, these funny Shilas of Reb Yirmiya, because he was trying to cheer them up. Okay, be that as it may. Right, but so if you look at the bottom Rashi, very interesting Rashi. Rashi says he tried to get him to laugh. He didn't laugh. Why? The Osel Adam Shimali Piv Schoik. The Reb Zeira Machmir Tvei. What does that mean? I mean, when he was Machmir, it's a Gemara. You're not allowed to be Machmir Schoik. It's Machmir. It's a Din. It's a Gemara Brachas. So it says the Aruch HaNer, an interesting thing. He wants to say he wasn't stop cracking jokes here. He was trying to be Mesameach them with Divrei Torah. That doesn't go in necessarily to that Iser over there. But Reb Zeira Mach Mitzvah. He was machin not even to laugh when it came through Divrei Torah. It's a very strange thing going on over here. But okay. Gufom Reb Yudah Marav Loi Omer Reb Meir L'Hoylo Mina Meskayim. Which means, right, the thing has to live. Omer Reb Yirmiyah Midiftei, Afanana Mitanino. I'm sorry, meaning, Mino Miskayim. But this Hapolas Turas Behema doesn't live. It's Min is Miskayim, that's good enough. But this thing can't live. Afanana Mitanino, I'll show you in a Mishnah. I have also a Mishnah that a Kimin Behema is not going to live. Now this is a Mishnah Pchayrus. Let's just hold up for 1 second. The Mishnah Pchayrus, the 8th paragraph Pchayrus, gives a ganze list of split Pchayrus. You can have, your standard Pchayr is a Pchayr L'Koyin, and he's a Pchayr L'Nachla, both. But that's the Mishnah. You can have a Pchayr L'Nachla who's not a Pchayr L'Koyin. You can have a Pchayr L'Koyin who's not a Pchayr L'Nachla. And the Mishnah is now listing people who are a Pchayr L'Nachla, but not a Pchayr L'Koyin. Let's take the simplest case. The simplest case would be Habo after, let's say, a Shilia. She's Mapal a Shilia, and then she has another baby. That baby is not a Bechor Lekoy, because that Shilia was Poiter Esarech. So this baby now, even that Shilia weren't out to be nothing, but simply say, ain't Shilia Bel Vlad, there's some sort of Vlad there, it's messed up, it's dead, but there was a Vlad there, so that was Poiter Esarech. So this one is not a Bechor Lekoy. But he is a Pchor L'Nachla. Because that one didn't live. Kipshuta, that one never lived. To be a Pchor L'Nachla, you have to live. So let's see what this Mishnah says. The Mishnah gives a list like this. Hamapeles, kimin behem ochayiv v'oif, divi Reb Meir, v'chachomim omer atchihebo mitzuras odom, v'hamapeles sandal. Sandal's like an unformed shracha tzura of a baby. It looks like a baby that was once a fetus that got smashed. We'll get back to it later. Oshilya, or the sack, or shvir, merukum. That's the shvir is, what do they call it in English? It's the aura of the baby, but the baby hasn't been formed inside the skin yet. There is something there, merukum. All these things, habo achrov, the one that comes after it, is a b'chor l'nachlo. Why? Because that first one didn't live. It's a non-living thing. So this one's a b'chor l'nachlo. V'ein a b'chor l'koyim, because whatever that thing was, but it was poiter es arechem. Okay? Now, one of these things is behemel chayev v'oif, according to Reb Meir. According to Chachomim, it's not that way. Because according to Chachomim, behemel chayev v'oif is nothing. right? So the next one will even be a b'chola koyin. But the mayor who holds that b'chaim of chayiv oiv is a lathe of some sort. So that was a peterech. Good, but I understand. But the one after it is a b'chola nachla. If that thing could live, then the second one shouldn't even be a b'chola nachla. So he's proving what we said. That it's something, it's a vlach, it's a rechem, but it's not going to live. It's like mechutach, it's like a sandal. That's why the next one is a b'chola nachla. That's what he said, I have a Mishnah that shows that the tmus behema won't live. If it could live, so then habchor achrov, I'm sorry, habo achrov b'chola nachla mihave, why should the one after it be a b'chola nachla, if that one could live? So the Gemara, not necessarily a raya. Omar Rovo li oilam de chayi. Could be it would live for a while, but shiny hosom by pchor we have a separate din. Shiny hosom do omar kro rachis oinoi mishaliboy dova olov. One that the father is like worried about. Yotzezesh ain liboy dova olov. Rashi leiv ove misabel al moisa yudachoshiv lin yinachlo. If the father is not going to be broken by the misa, then it doesn't count in nachlan or whatever this thing is. The father is not sitting shiva. His wife gave birth to a mini cow that died 3 months later. Can shiva then it's zitzin of them. It's not a liboy dova olov. You can't. You can prove to me it's not a thing to be taken too seriously. Nobody's going to get terribly concerned about it. But you can't prove to me from there that it won't live for a minute. That you can't prove. Okay, now. Bo'minei Ravada Barahava, interesting Shiloh. Let's go back and say, we have a din in Chulin, we call it Ben Pekua. If you shecht an animal, and inside is a baby, doesn't have to be a full-term baby, anything pretty much, it gets the het shechita from the mother. It's called a ben pekua. That thing can now come out and walk around. You can eat it without shechita. With the rice, anyway. Okay? But it has to be behemoth. Call a, what's the lotion? Call a behemoth. I got the poster, 1 second. Oh, so now let's say like this. What happens if you shecht the behemoth, you open it up, and inside the rechem gefitmen, atzuras odob. The flip of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is a woman who gave birth to an animal, so to speak. Healing one on an animal is about to give birth to our odob. So the Gemara looks at it like this way, Lefibirash. He says like this. How do I treat that thing inside? So let's see. According to the Chachomim in the Mishnah, when a Isha has a baby that's a behemoth, what do I treat it like? I don't say it's a vlad. I don't say it's like the mother. It's not metame tumas leid. I look at it like an animal. It's on its own kesher. So if that's true, then the reverse is also true. What you're telling me is that a behemoth, a vlad behemoth from a person, I treat like a behemoth, not like the vlad of the mother. So then when a behemoth has a vlad that's a person, I treat it like a person, quote unquote, not like the behemoth. So there'll be no het shechita, because it says, it's got to be a behemoth. But according to Reb Meir, when a isha has a vlad that's a behemoth, I don't say it's a behemoth. I say it's a vlad. It looks odd, but it's a vlad. Meaning I go after the mother. So then here too, I could taina that a behemoth with a vlad that looks like a person, I go after the mother. It's just an odd looking behemoth. And I can eat it now without shechita, because I had the shechita schal on the mother. That's the Gemara Shaila. Boy minei ravada barahava mei abaye lireb mei. Again, because the way Rashi explains, according to Achron, is nothing to talk about. I don't look at the mother; I look at the thing. An animal coming out from a woman, I treat like an animal. So a person coming out from an animal, I treat like a person. Not the shechita on people. But lireb mei the omer behema bimei isha vlad mal yehu. I go busted the mother, so to speak. So Odom b'mei behemoth, would I say the same thing? And I'll say I'll treat it like a behemoth. Who cares? The behemoth is not talking late on that. Who cares? My lemay nafkemina lishtaruya ba'achilo. Can I eat that little thing that looks like a little person? If I can say it's a behemoth, I treat it like the mother, it's just a strange looking vlad of the mother, then I can eat it. That's the din. Kol she behemoth techelo. If I share the mother, whatever I find inside, I can eat. So the Gemara, I have a portion to write. The Tishit law, Tishit life of Mordechai Yechon. Yechon said, "Hashoichet as a behemo, ubotz a bo dmus yoina, a bird, asura ba'achila. So same thing. I mean, whatever it is, you see. Whatever the cheshbon is, you see that if a bird coming out of an animal, I don't say it's a piece of the animal, I say it's a bird. And it can't connect to the kol hashem ba'behemot ochelu. So the same thing here. Because, see, the Gemara says in Chulin, that posuk that talks about the heta ben pikua, it says over there, kol mafreses parso ba'behemot ochelu. The thing inside has to have a parso, or process. That's a machloikis over there. Does it have to be something with a split hoof or something just with one hoof? In other words, the more it comes out there that paris is good enough. Even Rip Shimon, I got a complicated answer there, but what if you have a gomel that's born? A kosher animal, a regular cow, gives birth to a gomel. A lebedek gomel. Can you eat that gomel or not? So we happen to hold you can, because a yetzim in a tor is tor. But the Shimon holds you can't. The gomel is a getrei for bema. But if you check the mother before that gomel is born, and you find the gomel inside, it has a heta shechita. Why? Because it's a parsa. As long as it's parsa, you get that heta. Once it's born, it's all standing on its own feet, literally. If it's standing on its own feet, you got to deal with it. Deal with it. It's a treifa gav. It's a camel. Kolzman, it's inside, since it has parsa, not parsois, because it has a split hoof of camel. That's parsa. So that's the shaila. You need parsois or parsa. But whatever it is, you need either parsois or parsa. A bird doesn't have any of that. That's why a bird can't get ahead to shechita. That's no riot to an odom in an animal. An odom has parsa. It doesn't have parsois. It doesn't have a split hook, but he has a foot. So you can't be, you're bringing me a riot from the fact that if you shech the behemoth, you find inside a bird. There's no head to shechita on the bird. So too, if you find inside a behemoth, mus odom, there's no head to shechita. That's no riot. That's no riot. I could still say I'm right. You go bust to the mother, and this animal, this little man standing inside the behemoth is really a behemoth, and it has a head to shechita. So then why doesn't a bird get it too? Because the Torah said parsa. A bird happens not to have parsois. A person has a parsa. He doesn't have parsois, but he has a parsa. Hochi hashda hosam lo prosesik of lo parsa. Doesn't have parsois. Doesn't have parsa. Doesn't have a split hoof. Doesn't have a not split hoof. Doesn't have a hoof. Ika hoch, neither process like Adam doesn't have process, he doesn't have split hooves. Oh, but pass him here, Ika. It's not by a shayla. That's how Rashi learns. But again, the shayla is all in Reb Meir. Because according to the Chachomim, since I treat an animal born from a person as an animal, so I certainly treat a person born from an animal as a person. And I'm talking about the shechita of people. I hope. Okay, hold on to your hats. This is much too complicated. Hachomim kol sheimbo. But so we just had, so far, three pshotim in Reb Meir. One is a textual approach. Textual, I got a better word for it today. Whatever, Xavier Show. Then we had a svara, the eyes are round like a person, or a svara that the eyes look forward like a person. It's also an interesting daher. To find a person that he looks forward. Okay. Put it on the side for a few weeks. There's a very strange Gemara here. Omar Rav. Hakol moedim, Malchurav. Hakol moedim means both remain, a pastor remain, a chachomim here. Hakol moedim, gufo tayish, upon of odom. A strange, I don't know, what do you call it? A thing is born over here. It has the body of a goat, and the face of a person, odom. Everybody agrees that's an odom, and she's talking to us later. Gufo Odom upon of Tayish. The goof is a human body with the face of a goat. Aloy klum. Everybody holds. She's not coming to us later. Where's the machloikis remain the chachomin? Loy nechluku elosh upon of Odom. There's pon. Well, first, before that, you see the ikka goes by the face. That's clear. That's what they're saying here. If the face is an Odom, say Staleidas Odom. If the face is a Tayish, it's a Tayish and everybody holds its tor. Where's the Rashi on that? The Bos Atsuras Ponim Azlina. Where's the Machloikes? When it's a mixture in the face. Shepon of Odom, the Nivra Bainachas Kibahemo. It's a human face. But one eye, one feature we'll see is like an animal. There's a machloikis. Shiremeir oimer mitzuras odom. It's enough to have mitzuras odom. Meaning, you have mitzuras odom. And then we'll say you have half a face of a person. You'll see, The fact that one eye is a behemoth, or even one whole half of the face of behemoth, we'll see one eye, one this whole is behemoth, it doesn't matter. Because I have a half a face of a human. Mitzur asodom eginuk. Chachomim oimim, no. Kol tzur asodom. I need the whole tzur asodom. That's the machloikis. A pelafon azach. What's going on over here? An upshat. They got some machloikis, not what we thought. The Mishnah said, he's betame by an animal, we are not. Zogman, it's true. If it has the face of a person, it's tome. If it has the face of an animal, it's tore. The machloikis is in the buildup of the face. If you have a face made up, partially human, partially animal, Remeir says, that's enough. I have mitzur asodo. And we are like, mitzur asodo, that's a face. What is going on over here? Let's before that. You're telling me, Remeir holds here, that if the body is an Odom, and the face is a Tayish, is Tor. And they state, Hakol Moidim, Hakol Moidim V'loy Klum. I'm asking, you got it here. You got a human body, with an animal face, and it's Tor. How could that be? Remeir says an animal is Tor. Understand? The whole animal's tummy. I could be worse now. What's going on over here? It has a human body with an animal face. So hakol bosa tsuras upon it. So meaning since that's tsuras upon of an animal, I treat it like an animal. But the mayor says an animal's tummy. What's going on over here? He says an animal's tummy. Why? Because yitzira. Or because his eyes are round. Or because his eyes, whatever it is, an animal is good. So what's hakol about China? What do I care? It's like saying he has the body of a Chinaman and the eyes of a Polak. Is that going to be talking to him a slave? What I care? Zogin the Rishonim, most of the Rishonim, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi meant to say, this is like a fourth pshat. We are changing Jotam and Remeir. This is chaylik on everything we learned before. We're saying now it's nothing to do with the posse. It has nothing to do with that an animal looks like. It's not true. That's not what's going on over here. All Remeir ever said was, that he never said an animal's tummy. He never said that. What he said was, everything is nigrabos to the face. You have to have a person. It's always a person. There's no magic of a behemoth. But in a person, and the person is determined by the face, how much face you need is a machlokes Remeir. It's a whole lukshat. Now, they don't like it, obviously, because it should have been listed over here in one of the Pshatim Remeir, but it's easier than the alternative. Taisus learns different. It's easier than the alternative. Most Rishonim go to Sweder. Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, and they say Rashi said it. Rashi does not say it here, but as the Achronim say, Namona Molenu, the Ovisa Oilum, that they knew what Rashi said. I mean, we actually don't have it. The words are not here in the Rashi. You don't explain anything, Rashi. So that's it's a new pshat now. Got a new pshat. A whole new ball game. We read the Mishnah. We misread the Mishnah. Mishnah didn't mean Hamapelas min behemachay va'oif is tome according to Remeir. That's not what it meant. It meant if it has a human face and partially an animal face, that's okay. That's what it meant to say. But have a total animal face is a chator. Okay. Now we're gonna break that down a little. So we're in the realm of the face. How much face do you need? Remeir says mitzur asodo, meaning if you have one animal eye, that's okay. I don't care because I have the tzur asodo mostly. And we say rechachomim, you need the whole tzur asodo. The whole face has to be human. That's Rav said that. Rabbi Yemi said b'shem Rav. I have a brayse that says fakert. Now again, you have to be careful in Rashi. It's not a point that's bumpy. It's not exactly fakert. It's just different. We're not flipping it. We're moving it over. We said that Remeir needs miktsas tzuras odom, and we need a complete tzuras odom. He's got it this way: Remeir omo kol tzuras, v'chachomim omo mitzuras. Chachomim are now what he said Remeir was, meaning half. Now Remeir can't mean you need the whole face. Remeir is the machmir, not the maker. Remeir requires less. That's clear in the Mishnah. This kol tzuras odom means anything. Look at Rashi. Oip Chetanya. Shemei Oma Kol Tzuras. V'hai Kol Tzuras. The Remeir Ochi Koma. Kol Shehu Tzuras Odom. Shebo Havei Vlad. Afilu Kol Ponov Tayish. Shemayinachas. Meaning, it's even less. Before we said a whole face of a person with an eye of an animal is good enough. He's saying the other way now. Even if the whole face is an animal, long as it has one feature of a human, that's enough. It's not the opposite. It's moving it down. The Rav system was that Remeir needs basically a human face, but I don't care if there's one side that's animalistic. We need a complete human face. We're now moving it down. We now move down to that half a human face. Rebbe holds any human feature is good enough. If it has one human eye, igenuk. Now, interesting. So Rav said this. He said we learn different abrais. The machlokes is different. So Rav tells him, or Rabbi Yirmi, B'shem Rav, whatever. Omaluhu, Itanya Tanya. I'm not backing down. As they say, Rav Tano Pauli. You have a brais. So go with your brais. But I'm not backing down. Ichal was ichal. Okay. Omer Rabbi Yirmi, Omer Rav Abba. I'm sorry. Omer Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba. Omer Rabbi Yechonah. Now listen carefully what he says. Metzach. Forehead, gvinim, the eyebrows, einayim, eyes, listus, the cheeks, gabas, hazokin, the chin, achiyehei, kulam, ke'echot. Meaning what? The entire face has to be like a human face. Now, who is that? That's the Rabbonon, according to Rabbi Yirmi Omer Rav. Because according to Rabbi Yirmi Omer Rav, they need kol tzuras adam, a complete human face. Okay? Meaning Rav did not back down from what he said. This remained. He's chaylik on the braisa. And Rabbi Yochanan is going with him, and he holds like the Rabbonon. Okay? He holds like the Rabbonon. He holds like that Rabbonon. Now, the question is like this. If he holds that you need the entire human face, so what is he giving a list here for? He's saying, the forehead, the eyebrows, the eyes, the cheeks, the chin have to all look like a human. Zolazogin, I need a complete human face. Wait. Because he left out Oznayim, and that's the Chiddush. Even the one who holds, you need a complete human face, but the ears don't count. So if I have a complete human face with the ears of an animal, that'll still be human. That's what he meant to make that list. That Oznayim, for some reason, don't count in this Chiddush. I don't know why, but that's what he's coming to tell us. Okay, so he's going, the Rabbanon, the way Rabbi Yirmi Rav quoted it. Rav Omachaso, what did he say? Metzach, Gabon, Ayin, Leses, Geves, Zgokin, Achu, Kulam, Kachas, meaning one set. Meaning one half of the face is good enough. Meaning he's going like the Rabbonon in the Braisa. Miksas Suras Odom. Miksas Suras Odom means you have one set of human features. We said before one eye animal is good. So you could have one eye, you could have one whole half of the face. Animal is good. Okay. Velo pligi. Hokimandam called Suras. Reb Yoichanon is going called Suras. Meaning the Rabbonon in Rabbi Yirmi Rav system. Roman Chassis, Commander Mitzuras. He's like the Rabbonon. We want everybody in the Rabbonon, preferably. He's the Rabbonon the way Rabbi Yirmi Rav said it over. He's the Rabbonon the way the Braisa says it over. Okay. So that's what we're holding right now. It's either called Tzuras, which means the whole thing, or Mitzuras. So when you have Mitzuras, that would mean, but you need half of a human face. Meisve. Suras ponim sheomru, what did I mean? Afilu partsuf echum in apartsufim chutzmen oizen. Pashtis lememer de mechad namisagi. One thing, meaning one eye would be good enough. Now that's fair because that is not, that's her mayor according to the Braisa, but that's no Rabbonon. That's a kashal chasa. Rava Machasa went with the Rabbonon, meaning the Mitzuras people of the Braisa. So you need one whole half human. From this Braisa would appear now, it would be enough one feature human. He's breaking it down. Is Omer Rabaye Kitanya Hiliakev Tanya Ukemando Makoltsus. It doesn't mean, you read the Bryce of Dim, it doesn't mean even one eye, even one cheek is good enough. It means fakert. I need everything. Even one eye would break it. Meaning fakert, it's the Oramandoma. It's the Rabbonon in Rabbi Yirmi Rabbis. It's called Tsuras. It's called Tsuras. That anything but the eyes is maki. V'ibo yaseima. No, read it differently. Commandoma mitzuras. It's mitzuras. But you read it afilu partsuf echod, meaning one feature of the partsuf. Even one human eye is enough. Umay echod, echod, echod. I mean one complete human thing. Okay. Omar Rovo.
And now Shabbos is gone, and you did not know whether or not it was.
Omar Rovo. Nivro ba'ayin achas ubiyerech echod min hatzad. Meaning, he's one eye, one leg, but they're in a normal position. It's like a person with Nebuchadnezzar with one eye, a person missing a leg. Imoi tmeyu. She'll be tmeyu later then. Okay, that's it. It's like a person without a leg. It doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't make ois. Be'emtza, that's something else already. And it's, if it's a baby that's born, there's one eye in the middle, one leg in the middle. Okay, that's a serious malformation. That's someone else already. That's not a live thing anymore. This is a live thing. It's an emachat. It's a malformed child, but it's a child. You can have a person. A person one eye. A person one leg. A person. This kind of tzura born with one eye in the middle, one leg in the middle. That's not a human tzura. That's not nothing. It's not going anywhere. And then is emo. Sorry, b'emtza emo tahira. That's not considered anything. And there's no tumas later. Omar Rova veshtoy nokuv emo tmeya veshtoy otum emo toy. The veshet is the food pipe, the esophagus. Now, nekuvas haveshet, if there's a hole in the veshet, it's a treif. It's a simen treif. Okay. So this baby is born with a veshet on nokuv. Meaning the baby's a treif. Is there tumas laid on the treif or not? I'm coming out to this whole sugi. The Gemara is going to say soon, that depends on the machloikis and chulin, whether a treif or chaya or not. Like we said before, you need whole vino meskayim, and it's got to be able to live. So if treif is ain't a chaya, any treif will be no tumas later. But if treif or chaya, so it'll be tumas later on a treif. So Rava is telling us now, veshtoy nokuv, imo tmeyo, zog the bottom Rashi, kosovar, treif or chaya. And therefore, even this child that's born a treif, it's like a treif. But that's going to stop tumas later. Because treif or chaya. But veshtoy otum, that means the veshet is sealed off in Gansu. Block, that's a different story. That's more than treif for me. I mean, it's not going to live, period. Veshtoy otum imo tohoiru. Toner abonon. Not getting into that shiloh. Hamapeles guf otum. What do they say on that? Incomplete. Ain imot meyo later. If the baby's incomplete, now, what's made incomplete? We just said it could be born with one eye and one leg and it's yet complete. Eight minutes later. Ve'ezo guf otum. What do I mean incomplete that stops tumas later? Rebbe Oimer, kidei sheyinotol min achai v'yomus. It's missing such a thing that if I had a live person, I took it off, it would kill him. Again, it's something that can't live. Now we're going to have a gan some achlokes. What do we mean? We mean treif. What do we mean by that? But that's the basic rule. Incomplete. It's incomplete in something that if it would be alive and you take that off, it would kill it. Wouldn't live. Then there's no tumas later. Not even we'll get into exactly what that means. With treif or nevel or whatever.